The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In settling into a period of meditation, it can be helpful to start by relaxing the body, just letting go of places in the body where you tend to hold tension. Relaxing the muscles of the body. And you might take a deeper breath as a way to support this relaxation. A couple of deeper breaths. And letting go of breathing deeply, just breathing normally. And reminding yourself that for the next 30, 35 minutes or so, this time is a time to simply be with yourself, to be in the present moment. With very little agenda. There's no one to be, nowhere to go. We can think of this time as giving ourselves a gift. Actually, the more we practice mindfulness and meditation, the more we realize just how much our body and mind really appreciates this. Really appreciates this activity of being witnessed. It's like the ultimate in being seen. Being deeply seen. And so letting yourself connect to that intention to be with yourself for the next period of time. And to bring, if it's possible, a sense of well-wishing to yourself. Another way to begin a period of meditation is to just think kind thoughts for yourself. May I be happy, healthy, and safe. May I be at ease in my body and mind. Not a demand, but a simple expression of a natural wish that we all have to be happy. This quality of well-wishing kindness can be an attitude that infuses our practice, our awareness, our mindfulness. Connecting to the process of relaxation, relaxing the body, knowing that is a kind thing to do for yourself. And connecting with the experience of breathing in a very gentle way. Can you have an experience of being friendly with the breath? This breath and body that works so hard. This breath that keeps us alive. A friendly attention. Friendly awareness. Perhaps exploring being present for the breath and the body as a way of making friends. With yourself. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. And if other experiences compete with the attention, sounds, or other body sensations. I'm saying if there can also be a friendly attitude towards those other experiences as well, an inclusive attitude. A sound arises. The sound can be there with the breath. Can it be a sense of inclusion? Other body sensations and the breath, emotions and the breath. This friendly relationship doesn't exclude any experience. And from time to time, the mind will wander into thought. At some point, you'll notice, you'll wake up, you'll recollect, and know that the mind has been wandering. In that moment, take in how you are right then and there. The mind, having been wandering, will have changed the landscape of your experience. And so take a moment to be friends with that, to welcome that as well. Whatever it is can be included and known. And as it's included, you can also gently reconnect with the breath. Not needing to push that experience away, but just opening to include the breath too. And so in this way, we stay in contact with our experience, stay connected to the experience of breathing, and yet are not pushing away any other experience. Open, receptive, friendly attention. To whatever is happening in the present moment. And this open, receptive, friendly attention can include anything, including grinchiness or irritation. That too, we don't have to push away. Happiness, peace, ease, confusion, it can all be included.